FAO's monthly food price index and quarterly crop prospects and food situation report have been released today. To elaborate more on the numbers and analysis is Mamoun Amrouk, an economist with FAO's Markets and Trade Division. Mr. Amrouk, thank you for joining me.
You're welcome.
In this month's food price index for June, what are the trends we're seeing with the major commodities?
The food price index averaged 165 points in June 2015. That is down 1.5 points from its value of the previous months. One thing to note is that the food price index is almost 44 points down from its value in June 2014. The reason behind this significant fall is that international markets, they are well supplied in terms of agricultural product covered in the price index.
Could you elaborate a little bit more on the individual commodities?
With respect to the cereal price index, the index is higher because of increases in the quotations for wheat and maize as a result of unfavorable weather conditions in some regions, notably in Canada and Argentina, where dryness has impacted the crop. With respect to the vegetable oil price index, it is also up by about 1.3%. The reason is that there is uncertainty with respect to the volumes or import demand by China and India particularly. Also, unfavorable weather conditions in the U.S. has supported soy prices. Wet conditions affected soybean plantings and yield prospects in the United States. With respect to the dairy price index, that is down by about 6.9 points, mostly due to large availabilities in New Zealand, the world's largest dairy exporter, and also the consequences of the abolition of the milk quotas in the EU, which provides large export availabilities for the international dairy markets. Meat prices, they remain unchanged in June, while sugar price index went down by 12.4 points, mostly due to large availabilities in Brazil, the world's largest exporter and producer, as well as good harvests in Thailand and India.
Are there any developments that FAO is monitoring which may affect future outlooks?
Of course, the main important factor right now is the weather. Weather conditions will have a significant impact on harvesting and on crop prospect for next year. Any unfavorable weather conditions have to be monitored quickly, and their impact on crops have to be monitored. Particularly, we know the El Niño effect in South Asia needs to be as well monitored with attention, and its impact also assessed with attention, and that will have definitely an impact on crop prospect for this year and next year as well. The other focus is, of course, over the past 2-3 years, because of large availabilities in crops in general, the focus has been on supply. But I think now there has to be a shift to focus a bit more on the demand side to see whether there should be any stimulus there to eat up some of that surplus that we have in general. Unfortunately, some of the numbers we're seeing are not very encouraging, particularly in terms of GDP growth. Global GDP is forecasted to be sluggish with respect to the past 7 years. So generally, when GDP growth is stronger, then demand for food, demand for agricultural product is stronger. But we're not seeing that, at least in the short term. So we need to monitor those factors that have impact on demand to see how these can influence or participate in reducing the sizable surplus in crops.
Mr. Amrouk, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.